T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes, it is time for the Magnificent Seven. This is where, Robbie, look, I'm in Las Vegas, man. This is easy to get on this action.
Oh,
here,
yeah.
Man. So you better.
Our boys here at the Hard Rock, by the way, they who take care of us, they love the applause. Richie's our boy. Everyone over here is great. So applause to them.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Shout out. So this is for those who are new to the show. This is what we like to call Thunderdome for Friday. Because Robbie goes in there, he gives you 7 picks, 7 plays that sometimes turn into 34 picks.
I wish you could see how small the font is and how it's on both sides of the paper.
Efficiency.
There's definitely a 2017 parlay coming up.
Keep it tuned also here, guys. Before the end of today's show, we are going to give a pair of tickets away to Macho Marlins Man Night over at Marlins Park. They're calling it Throwback Night over with the Marlins, and we appreciate them hooking us up with some tickets to get everybody out there and party with us on the Budweiser Terrace. You guys can join the Marlins for Throwback Weekend, Friday, July 26th through the 28th, when the Marlins take on the Diamondbacks. Throwback activities all weekend, 90s music, retro surprises at the ballpark. Tickets start at $10. Purchase today at marlins.com/tickets. Robbie, are you ready, my friend?
Oh, yes. I got to get this one in quick. A little 3 o'clock action, the Africa Cup of Nations. As noon, your guys'
what?
Time.
What? Huh?
The Africa Cup is the championship of the Africa Cup of Nations. Like, it's the same thing as the Copa America, the Gold Cup. All these tournaments have been going on, but Africa has theirs, and their championship is today at 3 o'clock.
What do we got? What do we got?
Algeria against Senegal, both around even money to win the trophy. Now, Algeria has dominated this Africa Cup. They even beat Senegal earlier in the cup, 1-0. Senegal kind of has a bill that's due. They've only given up one goal the entire tournament, and it was to Algeria. And Algeria, they used to be all defense. They've added some offensive wrinkles. Yeah, Adrian gives me the thumbs up on that. They've scored 2 goals or more in 3 of their last 4. This, even if it goes to penalties, if Algeria just gets through and holds up the trophy at the end, you get the win. Take Algeria to beat Senegal in the championship today at 3 o'clock, noon your time.
All right, number
You're
2, Robbie.
Now, the other side of the spectrum, late night action tonight, which would be normal time for you guys. Marlins and Dodgers tonight, the total is at 7.5 runs. Now, Zach Gallen going on the mound for the Marlins. Hyunjin Ryu has an ERA sub 2 going for the Dodgers. Now, if you guys have noticed the past couple games, the Marlins pitchers, they have good outings, but they only go 5 innings. Caleb Wiff only went 5 innings yesterday. In fact, Zach Gallen has not gone past 5 innings in any of his starts. So you know what that means? Lots of bullpen action. The bullpens are going to be tired.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be that Dodgers lineup could be a hostile environment for Zach Gallen. I think the Dodgers might get the over by themselves. And even Ryu, he may be lights out, but the Marlins offense plays a little bit better on the road. So you might get, even if the Marlins gets like 2 runs there, the Dodgers get 6 or 7. Maybe if the Marlins win this game's going to go over. But either way, this game is going over 7.5 runs.
You putting it over with a possible Cy Young winner on the mound?
I mean, but right. His ERA is crickets.
Yes, but
nothing.
But the Dodgers are going to score runs, too. I mean, you got Cody Bellinger out there. And Zach Gallen, he's been decent for the most part, but he's going on the road facing that Dodgers lineup. I think the Dodgers could get some runs up there. They might put 6 or 7 up by themselves.
Yeah, that is the thing with youth. I mean, the Marlins have a lot of talented arms, but that third time through the lineup has been tough for them.
And
what do you got,
pen.
Number 3? Yeah, well, I don't even want to talk about that. That's another case for itself, the bullpen. What else you got, Robbie?
All right, we got a little football this weekend, guys.
Huh?
Don't do it.
CFL action. The Edmonton Eskimos. Hey, what do you guys want from me? It's current football this weekend. This isn't in the beyond. Edmonton Eskimos.
We moved restaurants yesterday because all they had on was CFL. We left.
We left. That's right.
Well, they're on the road. The Eskimos are laying 6 points at Montreal, the Alouettes. Now, this is a little bit of an overreaction to Edmonton pounding British Columbia 33-6 in their last game. Now, the last time they played the Alouettes, they were at home. They only beat the Alouettes by 7. Now, the Alouettes, they were bad the first 2 games of the season. But the last couple games, they've been coming in strong. They've won 2 in a row. They did get stomped by Hamilton 3 games ago. But then they played that same Hamilton team the next week and beat them. ultimate revenge game.
Oh.
And they went into Ottawa and pounded the Red Blacks on the road. Take 6 points at home. Take the Alouettes. Johnny Manziel will not be playing for the Alouettes, so you're good. Take Montreal on the 6 points.
That was amazing.
I feel dirty.
Your degeneracy knows no bounds. It's really...
You kicked off the Magnificent Seven with Africa Cup. I wanted to put my mic down then. Now you win Canadian football.
Number four, Robbie.
Well, if you like Canadian football, we got more. The Ottawa Redblacks at the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. The Bombers are giving 10.5 points. Now, do you guys know about this? The Blue Bombers train. It is a thing. They've won their last two games.
Hold on. There's a Blue Bombers train?
Blue Bombers train. They've won four in a row, they've won their last two by 15 or more. They played the same Ottawa team 2 weeks ago at Ottawa, and they pounded them by 15. They're at home only giving 10.5. Now the Red Blacks, they have two straight losses by 15 or more, and both of those games were at home, and now they're going on the road in a hostile environment. And with the Blue Bombers, take Winnipeg, give the 10.5. Easy money.
Where's the hostile environment?
Winnipeg.
Oh, yeah. That's known to be hostile.
All right, number five.
Well,
I'm already exhausted.
Well, the trifecta of the CFL that's going on this weekend. The British Columbia Lions versus the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. The total is set at 50.5. Now, BC.
Gotta have the Rough Riders.
The Lions have scored a combined in the last two games, 24 points in the last two games combined. They only put up 6 points in the last game. And on the flip side, the Rough Riders, they scored 10 points in the last game. And in the game before that, their defense was stout. They gave up 7. The Rough Riders, early in the season, they played the Hamilton Tiger Cats, which is the hottest team in town. They were put up 60 and 40 every week. They only held them to 23 points. The British, I know what you guys are thinking. The BC Lions, their defense is a little bit shaky. They gave up 30 points.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
But even if they give up 30, they're not going to score enough points to get over 50.5. Take under in this CFL game.
Unbelievable. All right, Robbie, number six.
All right, now, got ourselves a little parlay here. We previously mentioned the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. They were giving 10.5 points, but their money line is minus 500. Of course, we don't just give out minus 500 money lines, and that's it. That's the end of the story. It doesn't work that way. So now let's go back to the Africa Cup. Adjusted line, Algeria plus 1.5. Adjusted line over Senegal. That pays out at minus 1,100. We're still not home. So I may have to stretch the parlay into week one of the NFL season.
Oh.
The Philadelphia Eagles and the Washington Redskins. No, Eagles are not.
Robbie, what are you doing?
I had to get the numbers to work.
Week one of the NFL season?
COVID and science.
I already have 12 week one, and I already have to wait on bets anyways. I might as well throw another one in there. And you got the Eagles. They're 9-point favorites, but we're not going to give the 9 points. You're going to take the Eagles just to win.
I got to tell you, when it comes to working the numbers, you're no Andy Ellisberg, but we got holy smokes.
Oh, my God.
So throw them in there, that minus 400. We're still not quite home yet. We're at minus 157. We need one more event. And since we already have to wait till September anyways, you might as well throw in there the FIBA Basketball Championship, United States. Of course, they're going to win. That's a layup, you know, no matter who's playing or who's not playing. Of course, the USA is going to win that championship at minus 600. Throw them in there, and you're home at minus 110. 14 parlay. Two of them are in September.
Of course, yeah. You got to get FIBA in there. Oh, my God.
How does one even go about betting on a week one? What happens if in training camp, like two of them, what if both quarterbacks tear their ACLs?
But that's an abominable situation that almost never happens. And if both, the Redskins are going to be throwing out Case Keenum or maybe even a rookie Dwayne Haskins. And yes, if Carson Wentz, he is very injury prone, but I think they're going to be careful with him in the preseason. And I think he's going to be out there. It's a barbaric situation. You're counting on aliens storming the field. All right, last one.
Finally, number seven.
All right, this is the event everybody's been waiting on. You got tomorrow boxing pay-per-view, Pacquiao Thurman live 9 p.m. on Fox pay-per-view. But there's other boxing fights, and so there's a fight over in London, Dillian White against Oscar Rivas. Dillian White's too big of a favorite at minus 500. But we need more fights to throw in there. Then you got Caleb Plant.
You're doing a boxing parlay?
Yes.
Oh my God! All right,
Caleb Plant. Michael gets.
Wait. You guys should go make these bets. You should go do this boxing.
Yeah, you can do this one. This is all.
Are they all going to be? They're all going to be in the next couple of days.
They are all on Saturday. They are all tomorrow's card.
You guys should go throw down on this for Robbie.
Leroy looks exhausted listening to you.
I don't.
Oh my So, yeah, write this down. I'll start over so you guys can go run to the window and during the break. Dillian White -500 over Oscar Rivas.
Write it down.
Throwing Caleb Tampa Plant over Mike Lee. Caleb Plant is -1,300 favorite. And then you also got Luis Neri over Juan Carlos. Luis Neri -2,500. We're still not quite home yet. You also got Sergey Lipinets at -1,200 over John Molina Jr. And then you got Yordanis Ugas over Omar Figueroa Jr. Ugas is a -475 favorite. Those five together, we're still not quite home yet at -131.
Of course not.
So you got to have the big event, the one everyone's talking about. Manny Pacquiao, Keith Thurman, the total rounds, over 11.5 rounds, which we know it's going to go to the decision. There's no way there's going to be a knockout here. You don't want to take the over by itself because it's only paying out at -360. But if you throw that in with the other five fights, a six-fight parlay, you're making money +125.
Unbelievable.
All right, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, we have bonus picks because Leroy and Robbie both have a doom pick left. So why don't you go first, Leroy? Give Robbie a break and a reprieve here. So what do you
have?
Your last doom pick, because most of our picks were golf. They're already in the bag.
I have Rafael Dos Anjos versus Leon Edwards. Leon Edwards is favored. I'm going to take Leon Edwards, even though I love the Brazilian guys. But I'm going to go Leon Edwards because those blokes are tough. They're just tough. Maybe he'll do a shoey.
What do you got, Robbie?
And I've got the main event, Manny Pacquiao, Keith Thurman, live on Fox Pay-Per-View. Welterweight title. I already think it's going to go to the decision. I reached out to a boxing insider, not you, Toby, because that would have been illegal. So I had to reach out to a separate boxing insider. And he said Pacquiao and the points. I'm going to go with a Pac-Man. I think he just outgrinds Thurman. Thurman needs to get a knockout. If it's going to go to the decision, I'm going with Pacquiao.
Pacquiao and the points? What are you getting, -7 rounds? What does that mean?
No, wait, he's going to win on points. He's going to win on the scorecards.
Right. Oh, Jesus.
Robbie.
I thought Pacquiao was kicking a field goal.
Like, you know, sometimes after moments like this, after we actually have the segment and the segment's over, I feel like I should go up to you and give you a hug because something's not right.
Well, instead of giving me a hug, run to the window and get that boxing party in.
We'll be back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.